Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels. I am so excited for today. So today, this is a brand new year, 2026, and I'm excited to talk about today's topic because I think a lot of people don't really have this conversation. So we're going to get into talking about what it takes for you to be a superhero in your own business, in your own life, and how you can share that with others along the way as well. So today's topic I'm going to talk about is breaking cycles, right? Breaking the cycle of getting ready to get ready. For women in business, I know that I've heard that saying so many times is, you know, I'm getting ready to get ready to get ready, right? Like you've heard this saying, I know you have, we all have, like, oh, you know, when I get the right feeling, then we'll get there when it feels right. Just so you know, in order to do something, in order to make an impact, in order to create the space that you're looking to create, you have to look at the fact that that is a task and every task requires an action. But what happens quite often, this phrase, getting ready to get ready, it refers to more of a tendency to remain in the right state, that preparation, instead of taking decisive action. For what I really want to support you with starting this new year off right is supporting you with getting out of the mindset that you have to feel ready to be ready. And look, you go in scared, you go in uncertain, you go in a little confused sometimes. We all do. What happens when you're waiting around and you stay in that state of preparation and you're just waiting for those actions, it slows you down. It holds you off. You lose the sale. You don't go to that next thing that you want to create in your business. All of those things happen because you're waiting for that feeling to come along. But do you wait for fear to show up? Do you wait for courage to show up before you're courageous or you step into something brave? Do you wait for all of the other emotions to show up before you're willing to do something? I hope not. Look, sadness comes along. Fear comes along. Being brave comes along in moments when you weren't even like expecting it. All of these things happen naturally. And so then we have to do something, we have to react to it, or we have to, get ourselves in that space with it and go, okay, which direction do we need to take? Right? Then it takes decisions. I'm really sad. I'm choosing this time to be sad. It's okay. We have to make the decisions once we get those feelings. When we're in the middle of something, we're driving along and all of a sudden we see an accident right in front of us. We don't go, oh, I feel brave enough so that I can correct my car so that I don't hit that other vehicle. No, we take decisive action in that moment based on our knowledge, our skills, our mindset, everything that we've prepared for up until this day. And that, ladies, is what I'd really like for you to take on this year too. For women in business and women entrepreneurs, this mindset has this way of, I got to plan it out. I have to research the self-doubt, waiting for that perfect moment. All of those show up instead of taking that decisive action right now in the moment, because that's what needs to happen in order for us to be successful, in order for us to be in the moment, in order for us to hear our clients, in order for us to make the buying decisions necessary for our business. And women, especially in the professional settings, look, we've been taught socially, the societal pressures, all of those things to be prepared to avoid every mistake. The problem that comes up is it leads you into this cycle where we just postpone so much stuff until that feeling shows up, that feeling of ready and preparedness and believing and all of that. And what it does is it really kind of just knocks down our confidence. If we don't have certainty, then we can't take the next steps. Well, you didn't have certainty driving that car that you were going to be in front of an accident. And most people aren't even thinking about it. Most of the time, accidents don't happen because you're a good driver. Accidents happen because somebody else wasn't, right? So the same thing in business. The mistakes and the accidents that happen in our business is because we weren't prepared. We weren't prepared for somebody else's things to show up in it. Maybe we didn't have the skill set we needed in the moment. But guess what? You didn't have the skill set with that car either. Okay, I'm just saying. Is only a mistake if you never learn from it. If you look at something that you did and it was wrong, it was a failure, it was, you know, it cost you money or whatever, you just paid for an education. That's all that it is, right? I mean, I can tell you, like when I can tell you we're about 5 years in business. We had a Fortune 500 company that wanted to buy our business. We were dumb. We were poor. We were working the business, but we weren't making a whole lot of money, but we were still building a business. And this business showed up and it said, hey, we want to buy your business. We want to also pay you to be the area managers for the business that we buy. And we're like, okay. So we did. We sold our business to the Fortune 500 company. And guess what? 1 year, they went out of business. They were completely bankrupt. Our business could have gone downhill, right? Instead, we were like, oh, you know, how does that feel? If I had waited for a feeling for it to be right, I'd be doing something completely different now, right? I would be somewhere else doing something completely opposite or different or whatever than what I was doing then. So, you know, it's been over 30 years now, but that company went bankrupt. What we did is we, like in the moment, made decisions. We said, okay, what are we going to do? Look, we need to contact all of the clients in our area who were our employees prior to this, right? There was just a couple new ones in there. And we contacted them. We told them, look, they went out of business. We'll continue to service you. We will go back to our old name, everything. Then we contacted all of the employees. You ever saw that movie, Jerry Maguire? You know how Jerry Maguire was calling everybody and he got one client? Well, our Jerry Maguire moment was we were calling everybody. We were telling them our plan. And guess what? They all stuck with us because of our integrity, because of who we were, and because they knew our commitment, right? Because of who we are, even if we made a mistake, an error, an uncertain skill set, right? In going ahead and selling our business, costs a lot of problems, right? We didn't have any money. All of our paychecks bounced from that company. All of a sudden, like we were broke again, right? Like, dang it. But what we did do is we go, okay, what can we learn from this? What can we learn from this? What can we learn from this? We contacted all the employees in our area and we kept them employed. We also contacted our local bank, and we said, hey, here's the circumstance, but I got to pay these employees. All their paychecks bounced. Within 2 weeks, I had a loan from that bank, and we had payroll for all of those employees who stayed with us, which was all of them. At the time, it was 36, right? If I waited for that feeling to come along, we would have closed shop with them, but I didn't. We made decisive actions. We learn from the mistake. We now know what not to do. And oh, the bankruptcy court came back at us because we took our old name back, right? Because supposedly that was sold in there as our intangibles, right? All the stuff that people don't get, right? I've been full circle with selling a business and coming right back from it, right? Taking it back, right? Most people don't do that. It's based because of decisive action. What I want you to do with this episode is to just really think about your mindset. How does your mindset show up in business? Are you spending too much time perfecting a business plan before even launching a business? Right? Gosh, We have to do business plans every now and again, but you know what? Most of the time, I'll let my team do it. My business partner do it. I look at it, go, okay, here's a couple things, and then go from there, right? So are you waiting? It doesn't have to be perfect. There's so much. I mean, heck, AI can write a business plan for you now. And then you zhuzh it up, right? Think about that. What is your mindset in your business? Are you waiting for more experience or more credentials? Do you know I have my accreditation as a business coach from the Worldwide Association of Business Coaches is where I got my original accreditation. Do you know I have my credit? Not one person in 20 years has asked me for my certificate. Not one. Because I work it. I step in it. I help my clients solve problems. And I don't have anybody asking me for my certifications. Okay. So are you waiting for more experience, certifications before applying for that leadership role that you're looking for in a company or stepping into the CEO of your own business? How about, are you delaying networking with people, with the right people, or pitching your ideas or starting a new idea in your business until you feel completely confident? Like, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'll be honest enough to say it. Like, I don't feel confident about half of the stuff that I do on an everyday basis. I work with money and everything else. And I go like in the books, I'm like, oh, is this the right button? Am I doing this in the right way? Because I don't want to make a mistake. But sometimes, you know, it just cracks me up because even my we have an accounting software, right? We have a team of people, like when we have a problem with that accounting software, that I can call on and say, hey, how do you do this? Or how do you fix this within the software? I am no software guru, people. Okay. But I do. So I call them up on the phone and I said, oh, well, the only way to fix that is to unpost this. But before you unpost it, understand the consequences of unposting it. There's this, 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 like all the safety things, right? And I'm like, okay, no problem. You've given me the safety things, but I know what I'm doing, except for I just didn't know this piece. So right there in front of them, I unposted it. And they're like, and I'm like, okay, I went in, I fixed what the error was. Guess what? Then I reposted it. Boom, like that. So a lot of people, they told me a lot of their clients are just afraid to unpost. I'm not afraid to unpost because I understand the system. I understand dynamics, but just because I don't understand every piece of it and every skill set of it, I get uncertain. I ask for help, right? So think about the things. Are you waiting for those things in your mindset in order for it to be perfect, in order for it to be right, in order for you to do it confidently? You're going to be sitting on the sidelines, and all those people that you say, or that you see, and they're making more money than you, even though they don't have as many skills as you, is because of this mindset, right? You're overanalyzing your potential risks. You think it's a big risk when really it's not that big in the big scheme of things, okay? Life, there's a lot of risk. Look, doctors take huge risks, life and death situations. Most business people, we don't have life or death situations, right? In our businesses, we have situations. Then we can go, is this situation going to move me forward or is it going to push me back? What lesson do I need to learn in this situation, or what lesson do I need to let go of, an old lesson that's no longer serving me, right? Like, we really have to take a look at that. So we can't overanalyze potential risks at the expense of seizing opportunities that are placed before us. That's the mindset shift I would love for you to take on this year. People do a new word of the year. Some people do New Year's resolutions. I do a new skill set. I pick a skill and I work through that skill all year round until I get it so good. And I'm not perfect at it by the end of the year at all. But I know it. I understand it enough so that way when I get out into the business world, something shows up. A couple of years ago, my skill for the year was to be more charismatic, right? To be, have more charisma, have people want to connect with me, want to listen to me, right? Because I just didn't feel that I had any charisma. Now, people kept telling me, no, Kimberly, we want to hear from you. No, we get it. But guess what? Sometimes that's not how it feels for me. So I stepped into the skill set of being more charismatic. I learned a lot. I learned a lot of like, oh, I don't even like some of that stuff. But it's also one of the things that helped get me to do a podcast, because my people have been trying to get me to do a podcast for years. I'm just like, psh, I'm boring. And they're like, no, you're not. But I couldn't see it until I took on the skill set. So what are you taking on this year? Could it be shifting your mindset? Could that be the skill that you do? Stop getting ready to get ready to get ready. Start getting ready in taking action right now. Okay. So how can you break free from the getting ready to get ready mindset? I mean, especially women in business, right? We have it. Men don't get caught up in that like we do as women. Most men will just like, they're ready. They're risk takers. They're just ready to go. My husband, I'm like, whoa, honey, like, let me catch up a minute. Right. So, you know, how can you do it for as a woman entrepreneur, as a woman in business, to step into that role as a CEO, to be a fiercely empowering woman that you are meant to be, to teach the world that your gift, give that gift to the people, your clients, your connections, all of that, your nonprofits, whatever that is. We want to get that gift out in the world. And if you're waiting all the time to get ready for that feeling to take on, then you're not being of service to your community. You're not being of service to your clients. You're not being of service to you and your purpose. So first, set clear, actionable goals, right? I know it's this time of year, everybody's talking goals. But what I am telling you is set a goal. Don't make it vague, right? I want to lose. I get people who say, I want to make more money. Great. Here's a penny. You made more money. Get goal done. Like, come on, people. Let's get more specific. Be very specific on what it is that you want, right? How do you, if you say, I'd rather, I'm going to build my network. Very vague. How about I'm going to find 3 potential mentors, or I'm going to connect with 5 women business entrepreneurs and really dig into learning about their business to see how I can best support them, right? Get very specific. I want you to really step into it. Don't be vague. If there's too much space out there, your brain just can't understand it, right? And so you wonder why you don't reach those goals. You don't get those New Year's resolutions. You don't take those opportunities that are coming before you. Get specific. What kind of opportunities do you want to find, right? And then the second thing I would say is embrace imperfection. Okay, I know I'm a recovering perfectionist myself. I totally get it. But you have to accept that it's never going to be 100% ready. Nothing has ever been 100% ready. Even when I gave birth to my kids, okay, I was not ready, even though I thought I was ready, right? Progress often comes from, you know, learning through the actionable steps that you're taking all the time. I learned a lot through everything that I've done. I learned a lot when that business went out of business. How do I get back in business? What do I need to put into place? What officials do I need to contact? I need to get back with the state, with the feds, you know, with my local agencies. I had to get a new business license, you know, all of these things. We had to go through all of that again, just like starting all over. I had the clients. I had the employees. I just didn't have the business structure at that point. So I had to get in, get into action, not get ready to do it. The number 3, I would say, limit your preparation time. It's okay to give yourself time to prepare. I'm a firm believer in preparing. You prepare to go out and speak. You prepare to negotiate. You prepare to put out a proposal. You do the preparation. But that's different. That's a different kind of preparation, right? I want you to give yourself a deadline when you're planning on doing something. Put a timeline on it and then commit to taking actions. Even if everything isn't perfect. Like I can tell you when I started this podcast, oh buddy, I was not ready. I thought I was prepared. I keep saying that. We think we're prepared, but we're not. So as much preparation as we have, somebody can throw a curveball, a new question comes in, somebody shifts, you know, the dynamics, right? So just know that, whoo, Lord. Anyway, whatever it is, you have to plan for it. You have to commit to taking action and know that everything won't be perfect. Number four, practice first, right? Practice the action first thinking. Think of yourself, what's the smallest step that I can take right now? What's one thing that I can do right now? Look, when you take the one step and you realize, oh, I didn't die, right? We've heard that saying before. Then you take the next small step and you take the next small step, and that creates momentum. And when you create momentum, guess what? Whew, things start to go quicker, right? It builds confidence. You realize, oh, I got this. That's the mindset that I want you to step into this year. Number five, find accountability partners, right? Somebody that you can share your goals with that will encourage you, that will remind you to take action, not just prepare, not just go, oh, yay, you set a goal. That's not an accountability partner. Accountability partner will pick up the phone and send a text or whatever and say, hey, where are you at? I noticed on your social media you're doing this, but did you do this? Hey, I noticed on your social media that you did this and I'm celebrating it. You're getting closer to your goal. That's what real accountability partners do. If you need one, reach out. I'm a really great accountability partner. But that's what you want. So find accountability partners, share your goals with them so that they can encourage you, so that they can remind you to take action, right? Get you out of that getting ready phase. And number six is reframe fear as feedback. I know that a lot of times the getting ready to get ready is the fear of getting hurt, the fear of disappointing somebody else, the fear of doing it wrong, the guilt behind that, right? I get it, right? I've been in that space also, and I don't want you to be in that space, but I totally understand it. So reframe that fear as it's just feedback. It's the universe, it's the world, it's the other businesses, it's your clients giving you feedback that you need to tweak, you need to twist, you need to undo, you need to redo something to make that work better for the next person or for this particular client. Look, I do this podcast and guess what? I mess up words all the time, right? I could sit here and beat myself up. And sometimes I walk away going, oh, or I should have them edit it, but I don't, okay? I just don't. So the reason is because it would just feed into that perfectionism, right? Instead of waiting for fear or uncertainty to disappear, because sometimes it doesn't until you take action, think of these feelings as more like signals, signals to move forward and learn. They're signals to say, what next? How can I move forward from this? How can I fix this? How can I take care of this? How can I upgrade this? When you're stepping into that space and that fear shows up, that's what I really want you to start looking for. It's just feedback, right? I had a mentor, Brian Clemmer. He used to say, you know, you eat feedback for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like your goal is to eat feedback, like take it in and then learn from it. Figure out what is it about this feedback? What can I do? Is it just them? Is it me? Is it something I need to adjust? Is it something I need to add, take away? Those kinds of things. So just understand that that fear is just giving you feedback, that it's uncertain and it just needs you to step in and take action so it can be certain. Wow. If you think about that for a little while, that's a big one for the year just by itself. So women in business, look, we can empower ourselves by recognizing when getting ready to get ready shows up, when it's holding us back. What we want to do this year is we want to seize opportunities. We want to accelerate our growth as women in business, as women entrepreneurs, as moms, right? We want to exceed how we learn and how we work with our kids, right? It really is that powerful when you can step into this space of shifting that mindset. The key to this is to start even if you don't feel fully ready, right? Let the action drive your progress. Let me repeat that. Let your action drive your progress. These are valuable tools when you can put them into place. You have to recognize for yourself that moving forward each step, it reinforces the positive habits, it motivates, it encourages you, it reminds you why you were there, and building a supportive network of people who can, who you can share similar ambitions with, similar goals, get fresh perspectives, encouragement, you know, all that practical advice stuff. It helps to make the journey less isolating and so much more collaborative. So think about that for you. Could this make a shift for you in the get ready to get ready mindset? Could you take that on this year as a new skill? Could you stop waiting for that feeling to show up and really just step into action and prove to yourself and others around you that you've got the skill, that you've got the knowledge, that you've got everything you need to handle that crash, right? Look, I know there's going to be crashes in business. I've experienced probably every single one that most people should, shouldn't have to go through. I've been through so many challenges in business along the way, but I'm still here. And the reason I'm still here is because I just keep moving forward. I learn from everything. I'm not afraid of making a mistake because I'm more committed to fixing the mistake. I'm not afraid of making decisions because when I make a decision, then I make that decision right. People are so, especially women, are like so held on to those decisions because they don't feel the confidence that when they make a decision, they can make that decision right. Well, I'm confident I can make a decision right. Even if it's a bad decision, I go, ooh, that didn't work. What do I need to do now? Oh, okay. That's a little bit better, right? Oh my goodness. What next? Until I get out of the bad part and I make that decision right. And guess what, ladies? You can do it too. So let go of getting ready to get ready. Step into finding the ways to make the decision, seizing the opportunities, and owning your role as the CEO of your business, as the leader in your company, as the mom who's the leading the kids to the best possible outcomes as they grow. I want to support you in that. So with all of this, if you want a community where we can support you, hold you accountable, come to the Hive Hangout, right? Go to KimberlyBorgans.com, click on Join the Hive, come to the Hive Hangout, and let's get this new year started in the right way, with very specific goals, with the right action steps, so you can stop getting ready to get ready to get ready. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.